towards the top of the draft, there's still a ton of speculation on what could happen with these quarterbacks. That's the focus. There could be 5-6 quarterbacks taken in the first round, maybe 4 in the top 5. We shall see. Could it be 1, 2, 3, 4 if the Cardinals were to trade their pick and not take Marvin Harrison Jr.? And I was thinking more about where these young QBs, Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels, Drake May, JJ McCarthy, where they could end up and where's the worst landing spot, actually, if you're one of these. We know Caleb Williams is going to the Bears. And,
that's actually not the worst landing spot anyway.
I don't think so at all. You and I have questions about the head coach, but when you consider DJ Moore and some of the personnel and some of the decisions they've been making, they actually seem like they're headed in the right direction.
Everflew's part of it I don't love.
Yeah, the coach. Yeah, I'm with you. Worst landing spot. This is pretty obvious, isn't it? If you actually take a quarterback, Patriots at 3, it's you. It's the Patriots. That's the worst landing spot.
Time.
Think about it. We can get into historically how bad it compares, even to Carolina a year or so ago. But for this year, all right, Washington, Chicago, New England are 3 spots guaranteed to take a quarterback, we think, right? New England's a little bit more iffy, but it seems pretty safe. And then maybe Denver takes one. Maybe the Raiders take one in the first round. But really, we're talking about out of Commanders, Bears, and Patriots, the Patriots far and away are the worst. They're in an AFC East that has Josh Allen in it, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And at least for 1 year, we'll see about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, right? At least for 1 year, the Jets are clearly going to be a problem for you if you're the Patriots. You have no weapons. None. Who's he? Kendrick Bourne? Is that still the number one wide receiver in New England?
Is he still there?
I think he might be.
Maybe he was I don't remember now. I don't want to say for sure, but maybe.
Okay.
Maybe that's your number one weapon.
Maybe it's Kendrick Bourne. You start, and it's a first-year head coach. I don't think that's a great landing spot. Whereas the Commanders, all right, they got Dan Quinn, experienced head coach, more of a defensive guy. Cliff Kingsbury's the OC who might be there for a year or two if you have success. So you might have to learn a new system in a year.
Yeah.
That's a little unfortunate. But you got Terry McLaurin as a nice weapon. You have John Dotson. You got a couple nice backs. Like, I don't think that's a terrible landing spot. Remember, Dan Snyder's not there anymore. We gotta stop thinking of the Commanders like we did for 20 years.
No, but so... Okay, so I agree with you. New England's the worst option. Unless I'm including the Giants, if they took a quarterback, just run away from that organization. Have no idea what they're doing at quarterback. Have no weapons. Don't, the coaching, like all of it. Mess, not interested. Like across the board, the Giants would be at the top of my no-no list. If I were a quarterback choosing, I would choose the Bears. I would choose the Vikings because I get to throw to Addison and Justin Jefferson. Sure. I like the head coach in Minnesota. So I actually think that there are some viable options there. That would probably be my range. I'll make I think if I wasn't choosing New England, Washington would be my second least choice because I think their entire selling point is hopes and dreams. It's all just like, it sets up pretty nice if their coach is okay. Their weapons aren't as good as Minnesota's. Like, they're good, but they're not like a top 10 team or 15 team in weapons. Their weapons aren't as good as Chicago, and their ownership is just an unknown. While you are right, it is not Snyder, and it's never going to be that bad. Their ownership is taking, I saw an article already, more involvement in this part than originally suspected. Things I already don't like to hear. And a lot of their, like, hey, their setup for success is they have a lot of draft picks. They got a lot of free agent money, which is like hopes and dreams. It's not that it can't.
Isn't that what all this is, though?
But I think some of these teams already have some of that stuff in place. Some of the hopes and dreams stuff is already like in motion in Chicago or in motion in Minnesota. I think in Washington, it's just like it's a year or year and a half before where I need to see some of that actually come to fruition. That's all.
I wonder if the reason the Patriots aren't the worst one is because everything is resetting. It's not like there's no expectations. I think everybody expects them in some way, shape, or form to struggle because of the division. It's not like you're with the Panthers. It was Bryce Young's coming under Frank Reich. Frank Reich had made the playoffs. The team stinks, but you've got everything is new for them. And I wonder if
but can you have success there? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's my, like, I hear you where there is no expectation, but if you're, like, however you view Jaden Daniels, however you view Drake May,
in terms of
do
success,
you think they can have the same success if they get drafted by the Commanders or the Vikings as they will in New England? I don't know how you can say.
Definitely worse spot. Yeah,
that's Patriots. Where I'm at with it. Now, like Carolina last year, what was worse, landing in Carolina or landing in New England this year?
Carolina.
It's got to be Carolina.
In hindsight,
miserable spot.
I think in hindsight, now what we know about David Tepper being involved, the owner of the Panthers, and forcing, you know, they fired Frank Wright midseason, and that Bryce Young was not the coach's pick, it was the owner's pick. Knowing all that now, I think that situation is worse. But at this time last year, we did not know yet that Frank Wright, like, we all thought actually it was a great fit. Like, wow, Bryce Young's going to get to work with Frank Wright. This is a really good spot. You got Adam, you know what? Adam Thielen, you can have some, you know, that's not a bad veteran wide receiver to have around. So I think in hindsight, Carolina, I'm with you. It seems way worse than the Patriots situation, but I don't know if we felt that way a year ago.
Having miserable ownership is a really hard thing to overcome. That's where I get stuck in the middle on Washington, because Washington is a franchise as no trust in this issue. They have three winning seasons since the year 2000. Okay? Almost a quarter of a damn century, and they've got three winning seasons during that time. They are not a good organization. They have been poorly run forever. Different owner. So is the new owner good? I don't know. I probably thought Tepper was fine when he got hired, and it turns out, miserable existence. So once I get a feel for, like, the Washington ownership group, it probably makes me feel real good, but I don't think Quinn's going to drive you towards, like, some magical thing. The truth is, a lot of it is, like, I don't think, like, I've gotten a little bit older where I do think that where you land does matter to a point, but I don't think you're just going to be miserable in that situation. But Baker's a really good example of, if you just have everything go poorly around you, there's nothing you can do to dig yourself out of the depths. Baker is a NFL starting caliber quarterback. Is he a superstar? No. But it should have gone as bad as it did at his first stop? No. He landed one of the worst organizations on the planet.
I mean, I think even not, it didn't go terribly for Jared Goff, but he needed that change of scenery to really get the full potential. Baker, in the same sort of way, kind of that way. I think the Carolina thing that's crazy is, it's a bad place for head coaches to go. It's a bad place for quarterbacks. Like, what, if you're drafted by Carolina, I mean, it's, you just, you like, you have to be accepting, like, yeah, I'm happy to be drafted by the team that I am, but in the pit of your stomach, you know that it's the absolute worst spot to be in, even now, for any player. It doesn't even matter if you're a quarterback or not.
I mean, the straight-up comparison is just C.J. Stroud was in Houston.
Yeah.
Bryce Young was in Carolina. Now, C.J. Stroud was incredible. I'm not saying he wouldn't have had any success, but if Bryce Young was in Houston, well, and C.J. Stroud was in Carolina last year, what are we saying?
Maybe the same thing that we are for opposite quarterbacks, I guess, because of the situation, but it could be
different.
I still
think, like, it's like Bryce Young would have been better than he was in Carolina, but not as good as C.J. Stroud.
Right.
And C.J. Stroud would have been better as he was, or, like, he would have been better than Bryce Young in Carolina, but not as good as he was with the Texans. My guess is, like, it moves you on the scale, but it doesn't just take away the level of player you are either. Bryce Young got tossed into the worst situation. Like, there is no worse situation in the NFL right now, I don't think, than Carolina. Their owner was reportedly sitting in meetings just to diss the play calling of the head coach. How could that? And force them. It just can't.
They hired the Bucs OC, right? Canales or whatever.
No wonder he took the job, because they couldn't get anybody else.
Well, and if you're him, it's like, you don't pass up that opportunity.
Yeah.
And he still made him give him a 6-year contract. Like, he still asked for more years than a rookie head coach way down on the coaching list desirability chart getting a job got in favor of.
Yeah. I was just thinking of the potential landing spot.